Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Now this morning, it has, as we know, been a tough couple of weeks for all of us, but especially, again, for our trans folk who've been cruelly targeted by bigots filled with hate. I just don't know what it is with these campaigns. As president of Joy and lead host of SatMag, I want to say, and I can assure you, that as president of Joy, we will never give up for our community the fight and the right to equality. We'll continue to engage and work with our community groups and parliamentary allies to achieve equality. After all, equal means equal, nothing more and nothing less. Joy is an official vaccine ambassador. The Pro-Vaccination Saturday magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this gorgeous weekend. We are streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on the Joy app. Also on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this February 26th edition of Saturday Magazine, Current Affairs from a Queer Perspective. The entire SatMag team wishes you the best for 2022, and again, we thank you, our loyal listeners. You've made Saturday Magazine the most downloaded podcast on Joy 94.9. Thank you. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning for SatMag is Tass, who's coming up to 7 years of co-hosting. Fiona...
You haven't done away with me yet,
is having... Fiona's coming up to 5 years. Paul has done 6 years. I'm not sure how long our podcast are, Gordon. I think it's quite a few years now. And, of course, Paul is on panel. James is on the front desk on program support. Welcome again, James, and also our new newsreader, Dave. It's 21 degrees,
welcome,
heading towards
Dave.
27. Let's get on with it.
Good morning, Macca.
Why can't I hear you?
I don't know. What's going on?
Oh, perhaps I should.
Oh, you need to turn up your microphone, Macca.
Turn up the headphones.
How are you, Macca? How's your week been?
Look, my week's been good. Everywhere else in the world, I've got to say,
is shit.
Look, there's a lot of parallels.
I was trying to use a technical term there, and it just went straight over your head.
As a student of history, as you know, there's a lot of parallels here with the 1930s. They're not exact parallels, but you know, in history, the scene doesn't change, only the actors. And what we're seeing is we're seeing an element of appeasement by the West, who are not taking the actions that I believe they need to be taking against Russia. We're seeing China, when the rest of the world is putting trade sanctions on Russia, the Chinese are saying, "Oh, send us some more wheat. We'll look after you, Vladimir. Don't worry." You go into Ukraine, the West won't really do anything, and then the path will be clear for me to cross the water to Taiwan. The reality is the weakest reaction that we've seen, quite apart from the Italians who didn't want the sanctions to include luxury
expensive handbags,
luxury goods, because we all know a Russian oligarch's partner. They love a little, you know, jazzy little bag.
Chanel handbag.
SWIFT, which is the international payment system, and I actually have some understanding of this. The West, or the people who run SWIFT, actually took Iran out of SWIFT many years ago as punishment for them breaking their deal on nuclear fuel. Now, what this means is that paying the Russians, or the Russians paying anyone else, if they took them out of SWIFT, would be incredibly difficult. Now, a couple of countries in the EU, one of them being Germany, advocated against this.
Half-hearted measures then, Macca.
What this says to me, politicians are saying, NATO politicians and in the West saying, there will be a cost to us of this, right? We're going to penalise Russia. You know, the head of the president of the European Union, whose name escapes me, I can't remember her name, you know, we're being really tough. We're actually being really tough, but, you know, we're not actually going to hurt ourselves too much. If you want to send a message to Russia, right, as Neville Wran always said, follow the money, right?
So, Macca, are you in the middle of doing your op-ed? Because I thought you were going to cover this later on.
I probably are. So that's my
getting
week.
Getting a little bit carried away.
So I've been watching that this week. I'm disappointed in NATO and the West. Because if Putin's argument is we don't want NATO on our doorstep, well, let's just assume that he gets Ukraine.
So let's talk about the media's
response. What's on his doorstep?
Let's talk about the Poland. Media's response to this, Macca. I mean, you saw the front page of The Age today. It's just been brought to our attention by the lovely Mel Smith. Good morning to you, Mel. A full page image of a person wrapped up in bandages and a bloodied face. A victim of the war. What's that about? What message is that sending?
Well, you know what it is? We all have blood on our hands because our leaders are allowing this to happen and we're allowing our leaders to do this. So we've all got blood on our hands. Now, you know who I feel? I feel for the Ukrainian people. I think I feel for the Russian people and those people from those countries who are in Australia. Just spare a thought for them. Mm. And in particular, you know, there's a prominent Victorian.
But let me take you back to the front page of The Age. What's this story trying to do? What's this type of media coverage? Flick through any of the papers today. The first dozen pages are entirely about this issue. Where's the regular, usual analysis of what's going on here in our own backyard?
Well, of course it's not there. I mean, unfortunately, this is... You know, the Nine Network. This is a newspaper that we used to rely on. And sometimes, yes, there's some good op-eds and some good opinion pieces.
I can see lots of nodding of heads in the
it's
room.
Lazy,
and of course, from our latest
it's
news
lazy, reader. Lazy journalist, right? You know, if you can't get people's attention with the news, do the lazy thing and actually do this sort of stuff.
And thank you, Mel, for your feedback. Yes, I also love Macca's analogy. I think it's a very good one. Just before Macca continues on with his op-ed, which he's meant to do later on in the show, quick outline of today's
Now, hang
program.
On. There's another thing I want to say.
No, Macca, no, save that till later.
Vladimir Putin and President Xi, otherwise known as Winnie the Pooh, right, both say they exist.
Can't hold him back.
They exist on the salary that they are paid.
Give the boy a microphone and he's off.
By the state, right? Winnie the Pooh's family, on however you measure it, and lots of, you know, Fortune magazine, Forbes, all this sort of stuff, the third wealthiest family in China. Putin, you know, is worth tens of billions of dollars. Well, they don't get paid that much, right? So that's what we should be chasing. You're going to chase their assets? You can chase that. They know where they are. The financial system allows them to do this because they profit from it. Anyway, who have we got on the show? Apart from me.
Macca, we do have quite a diverse show today.
And Katrina, we've got our first guest waiting on the phone. She's going, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. What the hell's Macca on about? So Macca, calm down, please. Take a chill pill and relax for a minute. What we're going to do today is quite a diverse range of topics. We're going to look at some current topics that are relevant to us. We're going to look at the impact of social media and the way social media is used in political campaigns. We're going to get an update from the Vic Pride lobby on what's occurring in their space, especially as we lead into the federal election. We're going to talk energy policy. We're going to talk courtesy, courtesy in public discourse. We're going to talk about aged care. And finally, we're going to talk about the latest little debacle, Macca.
So it's a very uplifting show.
A very uplifting show. Another attempt by federal politicians to throw trans people under the bus.
She's driving the bus, this one.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.